right, let's talk a little more about this oil deal this morning. The Fed's announcing they're releasing onto the market 30 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Reserve. And joining us live, one of this nation's top oil industry analysts, Phil Flynn, PFG Best in Chicago. We talk to Phil frequently. Phil, let's go right to this. Phil, what are we talking about here? I mean, put into context 30 million barrels. What does that mean?
Well, it's not that much oil, but it's the timing that is critical right now. And if you look at what's going on with the market today, this couldn't have come at a better time. What we're seeing right now in this release from oil is that we're piling on to a market when there's weak fundamentals in place already. You know, after Ben Bernanke's speech yesterday, talking about a weakening of the U.S. economy, talking about that things are going to be weak for a while. You've got weak manufacturing data coming out of China, and rising OPEC production. This really is going to help the global economy by driving prices down. And it's not just about the amount of barrels. It's the timing of the announcement.
All right. So this oil that gets released today, I mean, this has to come with the blessing of the president, right?
Well, actually, with the International Energy Agency, they are really the president. This goes beyond the president. This is an agreement by member countries of this reserve. Now, is the president happy that they're releasing oil from the reserve? You bet he is. Because this is going to help his prospects for the coming election. This is going to help lower oil prices. And obviously high oil prices has been one of the concerns about the economy. So I definitely think that this is going to be done. But the International Energy Agency, they act as concert. The U.S. is part of that agency. They're a group of, I believe, 20 nations. And they all did agree to do this.
All right. Well, let me ask you real quickly. You talk about the price of gasoline. It seems to me, and here's my question, a lot of people are saying to the president, you know, a month or so ago or a month and a half ago, release oil from the reserve because the price of gasoline is pushing $5 a gallon. Mm-hmm. Now we're below $4. So my question is, where were you when I needed you?
Well, the problem is that if you released oil back then, it wasn't going to help, because it wasn't a lack of oil that was driving up the price of oil in the United States. It was a lack of oil in Libya and in Europe that was driving up the cost. And by releasing oil in the U.S., the refiners really couldn't refine any more than they were at the time. Refiners were in maintenance a few months ago, and really, if you would have released oil, it would have gone nowhere. We have a record amount of supply in this country. We have the highest level of supply really since 1980. And it's not a lack of oil that drove up oil prices. It was problems with the refining capacity, and it was increased risk on the global scale. It was a weak dollar that drove prices up.
All right, Phil, we got to go. Phil Flynn there at PFG Best in Chicago.